And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In the wake of Russia's weekend missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, one of the deadliest strikes against civilians since the war started, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock called for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a speech to the Hague Academy of International Law, Baerbock said there needs to be, in her words, a clear message sent to the Russian leadership here and now that a war of aggression will not go unpunished. Baerbock called for a new format of court to bring Russian leaders to justice for their invasion of Ukraine, possibly using Ukrainian law, but based outside the country with international judges. The International Criminal Court, or ICC, is already investigating alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Ukraine. But under rules adopted in 2018, the ICC cannot prosecute Russia as it is not a member of the court. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Some 100 Ukrainian troops have arrived in the U.S. at Oklahoma's Fort Sill to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system, getting Kyiv closer to obtaining the long-sought protection against Russian missile attacks, Colonel Curtis King.
Soldiers from the Ukrainian Armed Forces have arrived here at the Fire Center of Excellence at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to begin air defense training. This training will consist of operator and maintainer tasks for the Patriot air defense system.
Ukraine for months requested that the U.S. provide the Patriot surface-to-air guided missile defense system because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. Italy's number one fugitive has been arrested, the mafia boss convicted of helping to mastermind some of the nation's most heinous slayings was grabbed while he was sought treatment at a private clinic in Sicily after three decades on the run. This is VOA News. Supporters of the Zimbabwean opposition party appeared in court for a bail hearing on Monday after they were arrested for unlawful gathering with intent to incite public violence. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
Supporters of Zimbabwe's opposition party were seen with their fingers in the air as they marched to court for a bail hearing on Monday. The gesture is a sign of support for their party, Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC. 25 people, including two members of parliament, were arrested over the weekend for an unlawful gathering with intent to incite public violence. The CCC says tear gas was fired on them by police. Opposition supporters have increasingly faced a wave of politically motivated violence against them in rural Zimbabwe. It comes ahead of the presidential election this year, stoking fears of repression.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. British Home Secretary Suella Braverman said on Monday it was a sobering day for the British Metropolitan, for London's Metropolitan Police Service as an officer pleaded guilty to rape.
This appalling incident represents a breach of trust. It will affect people's confidence in the police, and it's clear that standards and culture need to change.
A London police officer on Monday admitted to carrying out 24 counts of rape in a near two-decade-long campaign of abuse against women, making him one of Britain's most prolific sex offenders. The Metropolitan Police and the country's prosecution service said David Carrick, 48, had used his position of power to control and intimidate his victims, telling them no one would believe their word against that of a serving officer. South Africa's state-owned power utility Eskom said it would shorten power cuts from Tuesday morning as 14 generators come back on tap this week, but electricity shortages look set to continue at least into 2024. The past week has seen some of the worst power cuts on record in Africa's most industrialized nation, at least 6 hours a day for most households and as much as 10 hours. President Cyril Ramaphosa canceled plans to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos this week over the crisis, prompting the rand to fall on Monday. The prospect of an imminent global recession cast a long shadow over Davos on Monday, as participants gathering for the opening of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting counted the likely cost for the economies and businesses. Two-thirds of private and public sector chief economists surveyed by the WEF expect a global recession this year, with some 18% considering it extremely likely. I'm Joe Ramsey.